Checkpoint Intimates. Yes, you're listening to Checkpoint Intimate, a show where we go one-on-one on a topic and get intimate in detail about something delicious. Cam, I'm joined by you.
Yes, you are.
I'm Luke.
What a sentence structure.
Yeah, I know. I think it's because I haven't like run an intimates for a while. I felt like, you know, how do I do this?
Oh, you're back. You've just been submissive in intimates for a while. So yes. Now you're back in the dominant position.
Yeah, it's very different now. So in terms of today's show, we wanted to talk a bit about, I guess, spoiler culture, specifically video game spoiler culture.
It's a little bit of a peek behind the curtain and more of a chance for us to kind of talk on something that happened to us specifically recently. I don't know how up to date everyone stays with episodes, but when you're listening to this, it would have been about 2 weeks ago, but about a week ago, we aired an episode on Checkpoint that was all about death in gaming. I want to talk about the concepts of death, how it affects us in gaming.
Yeah.
And that touched
on... That's a fair question.
And that touched on the reality of characters dying in gaming. Now, if you follow us on Facebook, you'll know that we actually do a poll every week now, just, you know, so that you guys have a voice amongst what we create. So it's that nice back and forth with you guys. And to be honest, everyone's reacted really well to the polls. We get lots of interaction with it, more than we get anything else, I believe.
We definitely do, yeah. It's cool to see.
It's great to see. And we try to make it a fun kind of conversation for people to have and to ask, like, you know, questions that people can definitely get heated about. You know, just this week we did a silly one about who would Gibraltar from Apex Legends date, and Mirage won. But for this show, I was trying to figure out a way that would engage with people, and I created this poll, and I looked at it and thought about, you know, the thing that people get most passionate about with death in gaming is character death.
Sure. Because that can be really impactful. I mean, you think about... I mean, this shouldn't be a spoiler, but Aerith from Final Fantasy VII, this iconic death in video game pop culture history.
Which affected people for years. Everyone, it was the main character was killed. She wasn't on the table. You're not allowed to kill her. She was the romance option.
It was a really cool twist in the game.
It was. And it was a character that you'd spent ages putting time into. And so she was one of the options that I put into this poll. And... I had deliberately, when I did the poll, wanted to look at characters whose death were fairly well documented and were about 10 years or more old. So Aerith was about 27 years ago. I originally put the poll up with Kerrigan from StarCraft.
Should we do a spoiler warning for this?
Huge spoiler warning ahead.
FYI,
the spoiler episode, it has a spoiler warning.
Shock.
But
anyway,
we'll
you thought
that
wasn't interesting enough because people were kind of choosing Aerith.
I was the only one who chose Kerrigan because apparently I was the only one who was affected by that as a kid.
Sure, exactly.
So I was like, right, well, what was a death that, again, well documented, but everyone would, it would split the decision.
Yeah, and this is one that you mentioned. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't know about this death because I'm not a fan of this game myself too much. But it's a huge character death, and apparently a lot of people online felt emotional and connected to this character when it happened.
Yeah, and so we put that up and within...
What was the character again?
Okay, so spoiler warning for Red Dead Redemption, the original. It was John Marston who dies in the final, at the very end of the game. You know, it was so well documented, I didn't realize people couldn't know it had happened.
And you put it up, right? And within about 5 minutes, we had two comments from people being like, spoiler, and somebody else was like, quite aggressive.
Someone got really aggressive with us, actually, quite heated. And
oh my effing God, how could you do this? Why did you spoil this? Arrgh, like crazy, to the point where it almost looked like it might have been a joke. We're not sure.
Yeah, I was like, oh, are they being facetious at first or just trolling? I couldn't tell. Either way, we removed it and did another question that meant nothing.
So, I mean, I guess it raised the question between ourselves, though. We were like, well, hang on a second. We thought this was kind of out there in the world for a long enough period of time in terms of video games that it's not really considered a spoiler anymore, is it? I mean, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. At what point do you say this is acceptable versus, oh, I was going to get around to playing that and I hadn't got around to it yet, and now you've ruined it for me. Like, is there a kind of a time that you can put on something and say, well, this is no longer spoiler territory. It's been out for too long.
And I think the other thing that I want to say on that is, like, do you get to dictate where, like, the time frame that I have before I'm allowed to freely have a conversation about something I enjoy? When do people have to suddenly go, oh, this game that's 10 years old, people? It's 10 years old. And this is the thing. I got quite heated about this with you guys because I was actually pretty... I wasn't a fan of feeling like my voice was being censored in this way, considering I deliberately looked for games that were 10 years or older. I had deliberately tried to be conscientious of, you know, that kind of thing. There were much... There were many more deaths more recently that had an even bigger effect that I could have chosen from. And I went, no, that's unfair. Let's go with this much older game. And so I got quite heated about the fact that I felt like I can't speak freely about a 10-year-old game.
Yeah.
And who gets to dictate when I can and can't speak about that?
I mean, are games different from TV and film because people do have such busy lives and there are games like Red Dead Redemption? Yeah, it's been out for a while, but it's been re-released, you know, more relatively recently, like a couple of years ago, I guess, like re-released on current consoles. And, you know, because it's such a large game with hundreds of hours of gameplay, maybe someone hasn't gotten around to finishing it. Maybe they don't. I mean, we game a lot, right?
Yep.
Me and you and the Checkpoint crew, we're like changing games and playing all the time. So for us, it's a bit different. We'll play a game, we'll finish it, we'll move on. Other people might buy Red Dead Redemption and then have it for 10 years and just keep going back to it for every couple of months and play a bit of it. And then you've gone and possibly spoiled this major death in the game for that person. So does it fall under different rules because of the type of medium that it is?
I think we're already giving it different rules. When we did the show, we said we won't talk about anything from 2018 or 2019 and we'll give, you know, we err on caution for 2017.
Sure.
So we were already given that, like, a 2 to, you know, some of them 3-year window, depending on how big it was in the game. And so we've given that window already. A TV show and a movie doesn't get those kind of... I knew that Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time, 6 months after the movie came out, and I never saw it. I was like, okay, I've now taken that. And my here is a quote from... The Mindy Project that I have always held dear to me when it comes to the spoiler world.
Yes.
And it's when she says something about a TV show and someone's like, spoilers on it. And she's like, it's been out for years. And her thing is, if you care so much, then why don't you keep up to date in a timely manner?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's fine if, like, you maybe said to me, oh, I've not played that yet. I'm not gonna. And you remove yourself from a conversation you don't want to have.
Yep.
But it's a different thing to then 10 years later be like, you can't talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's trickier now as well because we are in this world of social media.
Mm.
You know, I post something on Facebook that could be a spoiler to some people. It reaches 1,000 people straight away, right? And, you know, I don't know out of those 1,000 people how many have or haven't played this game or will or won't play this game or even care or don't care or care about spoilers. But I could post it up and they might scroll past their feed at the wrong time and see something they didn't want to see and be quite upset about it.
Yeah.
But I'm like you, where I'm like, after a certain time, you know, if you haven't finished Red Dead Redemption by now, sorry, mate, the sequel came out last year. Like, yeah. It's time to move on.
And also, do you really care that much? If you haven't finished yet, do you care enough that this has suddenly spoiled the game for you?
Yeah, if it's so fucking riveting, why wouldn't you finish it at the time? You know, like, why is it taking you so long?
I think there are certain things, like... I'm a huge fan of Eurovision, right?
Yes.
And when Eurovision happens, if I haven't watched the live showing of it, if I'm waiting for the evening one, which I used to do, I now get up for the early one, but I would put myself in social media lockdown because I know that's on me. That is up to me to avoid that spoiler.
I'm the same with Game of Thrones when it launches because I know that people post online super quick. Drag Race. I go on social media blackout where I'm like, you know what? I know the episode airs at 1 p.m. my time.
Yep.
So from 1 p.m., I'm not going on social media until I've watched the episode. And that I feel like that's... Even that, the same day spoiler thing is really frustrating. I wish people wouldn't do it.
Yep.
But I know that it happens. So I take my own... measures to ensure I'm not going to have that spoiler impact me.
Yeah. And at the same time, so, you know, spoiler warning for like All Stars 2 of Drag Race if you're a Drag Race fan. But I remember I was leaving work, we were going home, we were watching it with a bunch of friends. As I got on the tram, two kids were talking about on the tram and were like, I can't believe Trixie won. And I was like, oh. And then I went, okay, well, I have that information. I'll just behave like an adult and go, nuts. Oh, well. I just, there's this aggressiveness that has come around spoiler culture that I can't get behind.
Yeah.
This kind of call out culture on anyone who wants to, you know, talk about the thing that they loved. It's a different thing. I'm not saying I want to walk out of Star Wars and be like, oh my God, Darth Vader was his dad the whole time. I'm not doing that. But it's that matter of, you know, it's tricky, but I just don't think that it should diminish your enjoyment of something to know that kind of thing.
I think that the problem is that we're, I think this is more TV's fault than video games, and it's made us feel the same about other forms of culture, but TV in particular has that kind of nature of that twist at the end of the episode, tune in next week.
Yep.
And it's an old tactic to make you want to keep watching week to week to week because you think, what's going to happen next? Ends with a twist. Oh my God, I'm going to watch next week to find out. And they still do it today. Like The Walking Dead does it all the time. You know, blah, blah, blah. Who's going to die next season, right? With that Negan thing. Like that was the whole reason people tuned back in to watch.
Oh my God. And as someone who read those comics, do you know how annoying that conversation was, like having to dodge around those?
And you're like, well, I know.
I was like, well, I know, but I'm not going to say anything.
I think that that sort of culture with TV shows has bled into video games where you want to be shocked, you want to twist. And there are some games that are very narrative heavy that kind of, you do want to be twisted and shocked and have those surprises in the narrative.
However, I feel like for me, the times that I've been spoiled, and sometimes I spoil myself, sometimes I do it, I'm like, I don't care, because everything's contextual. It'll mean a very different thing watching it as opposed to hearing. You know, hearing Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time, you're like, oh, okay. But then watching it and actually seeing how that pans out and seeing how it fits within the movie is such a different experience.
Because if it's a well-made piece of production, whether it's a film or a game or whatever, you are going to want to go on that journey because hopefully the actual experience is immersive and interesting enough where the adventure is more important than the destination, right? The journey is more important than the destination. So you're going to spend 20 hours playing this game and still enjoy it and hopefully be more impacted by the death or whatever when it actually takes place.
And I think one of my worries is that we're ramping up towards what is considered a spoiler anymore. So last year I went and saw the Star Wars movie and at the end of it I said, wow, Laura Dern, what a badass. And I got grief for that. And I was told that now they were expecting Laura Dern to do something badass.
Right.
And I'm like, well, so I can't praise an actress. So I never outrightly said, this is what she does. Here's the context. This is what happens. But because I praised her and said, what a badass.
But it's funny though, because I don't even watch Star Wars, right? Yeah. But I read what you said and I was like, in my head, not even knowing the film, not even caring about the film, I was like, clearly Laura Dern has a moment in the movie where something particularly awesome happens because of her.
Yeah.
And I know that if I cared about that, I would be watching it, waiting for that to happen. And kind of that can take it out of the impact of it if it just happens when you don't know about it. So even though I saw what you did and I was like, I don't care, I could see how Star Wars fans super hyped for this movie could think, oh no, now I know Laura Dern's bill is. So as soon as Laura Dern in the film goes, I'm going to go and do this solo thing, straight away everyone's like, oh, that person that got spoiled by you, who thinks they got spoiled by you, whatever. Yeah. They're going to now see her go off and go, this is the bit, like this is the Laura Dern bit that I heard about. And even that can take you out of that kind of fantasy and into reality where I'm like, well, I saw on Facebook she does something cool.
I don't know. I think this is a culture that I can't understand.
Yeah. I prefer to go in blind to everything. I hate spoilers. But I do think that there's a time where you can't claim it as a spoiler anymore.
I definitely am here to respect, like, that I think that Star Wars one is the worst I've ever done in terms of, like, giving a spoiler, in terms of praising a performance. So, but, like, outside of that, I'm not, like, finishing a game and being like, oh, wow, I can't believe this character died.
Because some people are outright pricks with this, right? Like, I remember after the Red Wedding on Game of Thrones. So, spoiler if you haven't seen the Red Wedding, even though it was, like, four years ago.
No, spoiler,
right?
Because it's been out for, like, 5 years.
I'm just warning just in case. People are still catching up now the last season's coming out, right?
Nah, good stuff.
The day of the Red Wedding, I got home, watched the episode, did social media blackout, fine. Logged onto Facebook. The first post I saw, which was posted several hours before that, so after the episode just aired, was Rob dead, Catherine dead, and it just listed out like that on Facebook, right? To the point where if you were scrolling past and you saw that, you wouldn't have seen, like, warning guys, Game of Thrones spoiler ahead. It was just literally an FU. This dude just posted all the deaths. And if you read that, you'd be like, Rob dead, Catherine dead. No. Oh, like, you would be absolutely pissed at that, right? And I just thought, well, people can be dicks. So, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe you need to avoid things like social media if spoilers bother you that much. And then you can control your friendship group and say to them, hey, everyone, I'm here. Oh, just so you know, talking about Game of Thrones, I'm going to leave the conversation. Or can you please not spoil this for me?
So, two things. First, to do with Game of Thrones, I actually have a good friend who stopped watching where the books ended and doesn't want to know anything that happens until he's had a chance to read the book.
Good luck.
So, he's doing it. And he does it because I have actually actively shut down conversations in his presence because people have been talking to me about it. He walks up, I'm like, sorry, Jeremy doesn't want to know anything about what happened. We'll chat about this later. So he made that clear with all of our friends. He said, I don't really want to know what happens. And we all knew that and people are conscious of it. But the day, I think it was like 3 days after the 6th Harry Potter book came out, I went to trivia. I had finished the book. We went to trivia. And one of the team's names was Dumbledore Dies.
Ooh,
like, right. Everyone on our table had finished it, but someone walked in, saw that on their table, and was like, what? And, like, left the bar.
That's so bad. I mean, it sucks, right? When you're looking forward to something as much as, like, I mean, Harry Potter, I don't have much love for. Why are people obsessed with that? To hear that going into it without knowing would be so upset. When you follow a franchise for a certain number of years, I mean, that's awful, right? But, yeah, I think video games, I think just you need to get over it. I think that once they're out for maybe, I'll say 3 months. I think 3 months is a fair...
Wow.
Yeah, because after 3 months...
See, I'm giving... I would give the benefit of the doubt of a year.
Depends on the game. If it's a 100-hour open world, bleh, like Assassin's Creed or Red Dead Redemption, I'd say a year is fair.
So you played Spider-Man, right?
I did.
It has a massive, like a couple, in fact,
yeah,
that are huge. When is it okay to talk about that?
3 months. Intriguing. Who's not buying Spider-Man straight away to play a Game of the Year quality game?
And here's the thing: if we were to tell you what actually happens, Do you care enough about Spider-Man that you didn't play it already that it affects your gameplay now?
Yeah, exactly.
It's intriguing.
Because the game is so, so great, regardless of story. I mean, it's so funny because I played the game. I had the stuff happen in the game that happened. And you're talking about it now. I've actually forgotten. I forgot what the spoilers are. I just enjoyed the game. When I think of Spider-Man, I don't think about the story. I think about how fun it was, like, webbing my way through the city and how cool the combat felt and how enjoyable the missions were.
See, that's interesting because, to me, one of the strong points was the narrative and what I bonded to it. So maybe that's why it's kind of stuck with me a bit more. Maybe it's the fact that we're dealing with... You know, you and I usually look at a game mechanically a lot more. And usually I would. But maybe in this instance, they looked at the game, you know, from a storytelling perspective only, and that's why it means more.
Maybe. And I think how you look at games and how you play games probably factors into this a lot. You know, I think that... I go back to what you think, which is I think spoilers are going to happen. If you care enough about something, you really should just get onto it. The only exception I would have would be, yeah, I guess... if you can't afford to buy games, then I guess I understand, you know, it might take some time to get around to buying something and playing it or borrowing it off someone or whatever. But if that happens, you should just avoid certain social media groups, you know. Surround yourself with people in your life who aren't going to drop spoilers on you. You know, if you play Spider-Man and don't want to know what happens, maybe don't follow the PlayStation pages or the Spider-Man pages or the Marvel pages. Like, edit yourself and what you follow online so you're not going to encounter this stuff. Don't trawl Reddit for these posts, you know?
I think the biggest thing that I've always believed with online, and it's something that I'll teach my kids one day, is that you are the curator of your online space.
Yeah.
And you are responsible for what you see.
Exactly. Like, one year, it's not video games, it's Survivor, right? Dumb as hell. I love Survivor, and stupidly, I was following one of the Survivor pages in the US, and it was the day of the finale, and I was busy at work, and I thought I'm going to check social media. I sort of spaced on the fact that it was the finale day of Survivor. I scrolled, and of course, the big Survivor official page was like, congratulations, blah, and told me, and I was like, oh, I'm so annoyed. Now, I was really pissed off, and I was like kind of sad about it. I was looking forward to going home watching it, and I was like, you know what? This is on me. Like, I shouldn't have followed that page. And so I unfollowed the page. I unfollowed all my Survivor pages. And I just thought, okay, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to do that again because it was dumb. And I deserve to have that spoiled, you know? So I think there's a bit of onus has to be on the person who is getting spoiled to at least try and protect yourself adequately from spoilers.
Yeah.
Because pop culture's everywhere. People are going to talk about it. And that's the way it's going to be. You can't avoid that. So edit your life accordingly if you care that much about it. Otherwise, take your point of view, Cam. Just don't care as much.
Yeah, like, you're still going to get enjoyment out of watching it happen.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully you don't get enjoyment out of watching the specific thing that happened.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, it's not a pretty one either.
You'll still have that, you know, strong narrative punch. Regardless.
Yeah, and you'll get the lead up to it. And to be honest, I knew going into it, and it made it so much worse for me in that last moment because I'm like...
dreading it.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And to be fair, if you've ever watched a Western or ingested any type of popular culture, there was only one way this game could end.
Doesn't normally end well, does it?
No.
Cam, thank you for joining me on Intimates.
Thank you for letting me vent, Luke.
Of course. I love talking about spoilers with you. It's always a fun time. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. We have a lot of great episodes on there, previous Intimates episodes, plus the show that we do week to week on Checkpoint. And also check out our content on checkpointgaming.net. We'll catch you next time here on Checkpoint Intimates.
Bye.